Appreciate it. I'm doing all right. I just came out of practice right now. I got my new assistant coach, Sam Waldock, former player at Lake Ridge, who's now on the coaching staff, gets to see the...
Is he old enough to coach now?
He actually is old enough to coach now. Yeah, he's...
And he's got all his credentials,
he's
right?
got all the credentials. It took him a few weeks to get it in, but he got it all in. He's very excited to be... I'm happy to have him on, because he was a tremendous scorer for Lake Ridge back a few years ago. It wasn't that long ago. He's not old yet. But he's getting there. He's playing like it.
As long as he doesn't make you feel old.
Not at all. He saw me tear it up against the boys today a little bit. He's like, oh, Coach George still has it. Yeah, he stayed off to the side. He didn't join in.
Well, probably a good decision, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Right.
On. Coach, you mentioned to me about a month or so ago that you guys are hoping to have a better understanding of the system, some excitement for a new start to the season.
Yeah.
What are some of your strengths, do you think, with the group that you guys have this year?
With the group that we have this year, our strength is we already do have a better understanding of our offense. So all the kids that are up this year, they've had a year experience with the offense. So that's a strength for us coming into it. I have a strong freshman class who's now JV players, because we don't have a freshman team, so they're my JV players. So I have a strong JV team coming in that came out of a really great season last year. I'm hoping that they're going to be producing for us, but it's a big jump for eighth graders to jump right into JV basketball. So it's a lot of, you know, getting on them about certain things, little details and whatnot. But I think our strength is understanding who we are as a team, as a program. You know, looking at what we did last year and building off of that for sure.
So you guys have a healthy chunk of starters coming back from last year's team as well. Four all together. You know, let's go through some of these guys.
Yeah.
Austin Bramhall, Matt South, Ted DeMarco, and Ryan Rosu as well. What do these four guys bring to the table?
Experience. A lot of experience, especially from Bramhall and South. They've been with me since they were freshmen. Austin started for me as a freshman about halfway through the season, and he's been someone I can count on all year. Southie has really stepped up throughout the years. You know, he kind of was a bit overshadowed his first couple years, but the last 2 years he's really stepped up and hit some big shots for us, picked it up for us defensively. Ryan Rosu, he's that type of player. He's the one in the million player. You know, he's the one, you tell him to run through a wall, he'll say, do you want me to go head first or feet first? Like, he's one of those kids that, you know, you wish you could have every single year. You know, it stinks that he's a senior now. And then, you know, everybody knows Teddy by now, you know, for the things that he's done, especially last season. So for him to come in for another year, I think he's coming in stronger. He's coming in more comfortable with what we're doing offensively. And I'm very excited to see what he's going to bring to the table this year.
Will your transition game be improved over a season ago?
Yes, absolutely. So we actually scrimmaged Horizon Science of Lorain last night, and our transition game was very strong for us offensively. Defensively, not there at all. But offensively, we're really pushing the ball ahead. We're getting that ball out. You know, we're teaching the boys to always look ahead. And there was actually one point where the coach for Horizon was yelling at his team because he didn't understand why with us, when we had the ball, we were beating their guys down the floor. So I made sure to emphasize that to the team, and they got all hyped up and excited about that, and they just continued to push the ball down the floor.
What's the biggest teachable moment you find yourself repeating to the guys?
Hustling.
That's Pandora's box I just peeked into there, isn't it?
You really did. I haven't had my, you know, de-escalating moment from practice yet.
They have a piece of the
How
turtle
much time
pie,
do we have
coach.
Here?
That'll de-escalate it.
So, my guys, they're just lazy. They walk to drills. They don't hustle. So today was a hard practice for them. You know, they're learning that we can't start slow. We have to start strong. We have to start fast, and that starts with practice. And so they're learning the hard way that we need to hustle through all the things that we need to do.
Is that where discipline kicks in?
100%. 100%. These guys, they're young. So I have my three seniors, and then everybody else are sophomores and freshmen.
Would you agree, too, that if a coach and a program that doesn't have discipline, the players don't respect you?
No. The boys, I feel like they do respect me. I feel like they respect what we're trying to do. They're on board with what we're trying to do. They trust the process. They understand what we're trying to do. it's just, you know, they're 14, 15 years old. You know, some of them are 17, but they're still immature, you know, and they know that they're immature. And I tell them all the time they're immature, but they have their moments where, you know, you're proud of what they do. You're proud of what, you know, the things that they accomplished. You know, I'm sure every program has the immature kids on the team, you know, but it's early for us. And, you know, for us being a young team, we have to establish these ground rules and establish what we're trying to do. You know, the first few weeks of practice, it was going over all of our things that we're trying to do offensively, defensively, you know, with our press breaker, getting all that in. Now that it's all in, now we're able to be like, okay, well, you're not hustling to our drill, you're on the line. You know, I actually just made the rule tonight that after I call the drill out, they have 20 seconds to get the drill started, and if they're not ready in 20 seconds, which gives them plenty of time, they're on the line running. So I'm setting the tone for that, and then we're going to build it into, okay, now it's 15 seconds, now it's 10 seconds. Now, as soon as I say it, we should be into it, ready to go. So it's a building block for these kids. I can't just yell at them, punish them, and move on. I have to teach them and have them ease them into what we want to do full-time, you know, throughout the whole year.
Well, Coach, you picked the right place to come to de-escalate from practice here at the Brew Kettle and Amber.
That's
so
right.
We'll
that's
let you
right.
de-escalate. There are many ways of doing that here.
We have 40 choices.
40 different, that's right, 40 different
40
choices.
40 different ways to de-escalate.
I like it.
Yeah, you know, if you don't want to go that route, I'm sure you could de-escalate with this
that's
extravagant pie that
Whose
Z
is
has
that,
also.
By the way?
That's mine. I've been trying to nibble. It was so big, I've been nibbling on it every commercial break. You can see I've been working on it for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like a quarry. And I'm chiseling stone out. It's that good, man.
Two bites and it would have been gone if it was mine.
Right? I know. I'm showing my age now.
Impressive.
I can't put the carbs down as quick as I once used to.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive. Well, Coach George, thank you again for joining us.
Appreciate
we appreciate
it.
The
thank
time
so
and good
much.
Luck to you guys this year.
Yeah, thank you so much.